What's going on, Black Kids family, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and I am so happy to have our editor-in-chief, the head negress in charge, Sister Casey Lehman. What's up, Casey?
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Thank you all for, just want to send out some love and some thank you for those who have been supporting the Black Is Online movement and Culture Connections. Participation in that, we greatly appreciate you. We thank you. Please hit us up on all of the social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You can find us all over. Yes. Stitcher Radio.
Yes.
And you can even call us at our number, which I never know.
323-455-4219. Please don't hesitate to talk to us, people.
Thank you. And you can reach me at cultureconnection@blackisonline.com if you have some email questions. So this week, we wanted to talk about someone who we absolutely love, appreciate, support, and absolutely give complete respect to. And that is Ava DuVernay and the team behind the African American Film Festival Releasing Movement, also known as AFFIRM. We are so proud of the work that they've been doing to release movies of and about, created by, for the Black experience. And we would be remiss if we did not give them a shout out this week, because I believe this Friday.
Yes.
The awesome film Middle of Nowhere is being released.
Yes, I believe this is their third film.
Their third film that they released.
I know we saw
Restless City.
We saw Restless City, and I saw I Will Follow.
Yes,
which
we
was
did.
Really good.
Yes,
yeah.
I Will Follow, which was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was Ava's first outing as a director.
I think so.
And won lots of kudos, critical acclaim, and then she just recently won the best director at the Sundance Film Festival,
right,
for Middle of Nowhere.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're just shouting out Ava DuVernay. And Ava, if you're listening to us, we'd love to get you on a Cultural Jewel segment. So please hit us up, because we'd love to interview you and talk to you and really help spread this word. But just for those of you who don't know about AFFIRM, on their website, their mission says that they're anchored by the passion and prowess of our founding film festivals. AFFIRM empowers Black independent filmmakers with collaborative, simultaneous theatrical distribution in multiple markets. AFFIRM is the African American Film Festival Releasing Movement. AFFIRM celebrates fresh voices in Black filmmaking. AFFIRM is a bold new chapter in Black cinema. We are truly, truly proud to know of AFFIRM and to have seen a lot of their work. Some of the other film festivals that they mention are Imagination in Harlem, New York, Urban World Film Festival in New York, Bronze Lens Film Festival in Atlanta, Georgia, Real Black Film Series in Philadelphia, PA, Langston Hughes African American Film Festival, Seattle, Washington, the DuSable Museum of African American History in Chicago. So shout out to all of those organizations really trying to make a mark in this cinema film industry, because it's challenging, as we all know. I mean, we've had a lot more podcasts about imagery and folks in the industry. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking LA Babies, when this movie drops this Friday, we need to support it. It's mm-hmm. going to be playing in two different theaters, the Sundance Cinemas at Sunset and the Rave 18 at the Bridge. And so often here we get into conversations about the lack of imagery and mm-hmm. our frustration with the lack of good stories and good storylines and real life experiences of Black people. Everything seems to be exaggerated in either ignorance or violence.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we've seen so far with AFFIRM, they're really trying to change the game in regards to that and put out quality products. So let's get to the theater and support it. You know, if you go see it and you love it, tell a friend. You know, let's spread the word. We'll run out for, you know, those familiar faces, but sometimes we should get behind some of those things that are unfamiliar.
And let's just I just want to shout out some of these places. In New York, it's being released on Friday at AMC Empire 25.
Mm-hmm.
Casey mentioned the places here in Los Angeles. In Atlanta, Landmark Midtown. In Philly, UA, I'm assuming that's United Artists Riverview. In DC, Regal Gallery Palace. Regal Gallery Place.
Another LA listing.
Next week, we'll expand the screens to AMC South Bay Galleria in Chi-Town, AMC River East, in Miami, AMC Aventura, in Detroit, AMC Southfield, shout out to the Motor City, in the town, in Oakland, Landmark Shattuck, I think that's Shattuck. Okay. In Seattle, AMC South Center. In Houston, AMC Studio 30. In New Jersey, AMC Cherry Hill. I am so happy. I don't know about you, but I was
Get
them affirmed. Like, yeah. These are great, great, you know, urban locations. Markets that are just really going to, I hope, really blow up and support. And I know that we'll do our best here to absolutely blow up and go see the show.
Yeah.
Go see the movie, excuse me, on Friday. One of the things that I wanted to mention also is that a few weeks back, we had the music supervisor from Middle of Nowhere on the show. Shout out to Morgan Rhodes, who is the music supervisor on Middle of Nowhere and is also a resident DJ and music auteur at KPFK 90.7 FM, independent radio, free radio for the people. And so, we're just really, really excited about this work. And, we'll put the trailer on the website so
Absolutely.
People can see it and connect with
intriguing.
It. Oh, it looks fascinating. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, she's got a ridiculous cast of folks.
Well, what I love is even the way the film is explained is captivating. It says, Middle of Nowhere is a portrait of a woman struggling between two worlds and two men in search for herself.
Because from seeing the trailer, basically her man is in prison, mm-hmm. and she meets another man,
mm-hmm.
who is sort of probably fulfilling some needs. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm sure it get lonely on the outside when your mainstay's on the inside. What? Get it, Ava? You trying to give us some deep drama? And honestly, what another thing I wanted to say about Affirm, you're so proud to see the films when you see them because
they're so well done
and the acting is always beautiful. Ava has a gorgeous eye, and so I always feel like I'm well taken care of in my cinema going experience. I never feel like, you know, this is student work or like, oh, we just got a little money and we're just gonna try and throw together a film. Like, Ava has the best in the business and people who are up and coming and fresh voices working on this project. And it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's definitely quality work.
It
you
is.
Guys, like I Will Follow was a really good film. Restless City. The story was interesting. The film was visually stunning.
Stunning.
And so, you know, I expect Middle of Nowhere, especially with Ava being the director of this one, the storyline will be just as strong as what we saw with I Will Follow and visually stunning, as well. Well shot and well directed. I'm excited. Ever since we became aware of Affirm, I've been really excited about the idea of there just being an organization whose goal is to put together and release good black film.
Yes.
I love everything about it. Like the tagline I'm looking at on the website now says, "Together we are strong." Like, let's do it. Let's support it.
Please.
And especially, look, for all of you guys that were on all the social networks banging on the remake of Steel Magnolias this week, if you had a complaint about it, I'm talking about, let's go see something of quality.
I believe I found out my next culture connection. Yes, you know, let's always look, because there's tons of positive stuff. There's tons of great work for us to support.
Yeah.
So please get out there, support this work, and let them know that our community is behind them and that we can do this.
Yes.
We really can do this. We can really put this in major markets. Listen, and I'll say it, if Tyler Perry can make it, surely some positive work being done by Affirm can make it. And that's not a diss to Tyler. That's just saying that there is quality work also being done
By other directors,
and particularly a woman of color,
yes,
who is on top of her game. And I want to also give a special shout out to Tulane Jones, her managing partner or managing director there at Affirm, who is always lovely and I had the opportunity to work with and just fantastic.
So before you go see Alex Cross, please go see Middle of Nowhere. Support Ava DuVernay and Affirm.
holla. And as we end every week, please remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. This is Brother Malcolm and
Casey Lehman.
Peace.
Peace.